left. Only a monster of evil, God.
Did you ever hear the tragedy of
Patsy? Half of the past of the sheep.
Why did you say that name?
It's his mother's name.
See this biscotti cookie?
Ah, see, now you know I know Krav Maga, right?
Fine. I'll do it myself.
Do it.
Do you ever just see something so beautiful with so much potential and then you think to yourself, hyperspace tracking?
Oh, God.
I'm sure everyone listening to this is going to be very surprised with this episode and possibly the title of this episode.
We recently reevaluated our thoughts on the sequel trilogy.
The sequel trilogy have really been sitting in my thoughts for a long time, and I have been convincing myself, and I still think that they are fine.
Yeah, I think we've passed the denial stage of depression or whatever it's called, and now we're on the acceptance. Acceptance, basically. Basically of accepting what the fuck we have from what they gave us.
I'm not going to jump on the bandwagon of all the people that hate it.
And think we could, like, decanonize it.
It's like, that sigh is all I can say. Because
it really is a crime.
It really is. Because if you look at it, even if you're talking about post Return of the Jedi.
Right.
Now, that has been anticipated for, what, like 30 years?
Some shit like that. Maybe
not 30 years, right? Star Wars came out in the late 70s, correct?
I think so.
So that would be using quantum math and a little bit of physics.
Carry the one.
The razzle dazzle of American studies.
Oh.
I don't know the answer. A long fucking time.
Multiple. Older than us.
Older than us in a galaxy far away.
Oh.
You know how long fans have been waiting? We had the EU, but it's not the same. To see Luke on the big screen as a Jedi, and people have waited so long to just see all of that. Is Han Force sensitive? All that. Like, you know,
yeah.
I mean, people were thinking about that.
Leia Force sensitive? That was, like, one of the biggest questions, too, because, like, you're my sister, and you're like, what?
I remember knowing for quite a while that the EU would eventually be taken out, because I remember when Disney...
because there's fucking shit everywhere, that's why.
Yeah, because they're like, if they wanted to make movies, that they would have to take the EU
out. Right. They'd have to take the whole reins, yeah. But if you guys don't know what we're trying to say.
They come in, and they come in with The Force Awakens.
They come in strong, I think.
Well,
yes. I personally have no issues with Force Awakens.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree, and I just want to bring up a point later on. But, yeah, I know I'm going to get hate for this, but The Force Awakens is probably my third favorite Star Wars movie.
Oh, shit, okay.
With an update I might have mentioned before. It's my favorite sequel movie. I probably would say, like, right now I got Revenge of the Sith, Return of the Jedi, Force Awakens, Empire.
I could basically agree with that.
Don't fucking come for me, homie. And then I probably would say Attack of the Clones, probably Rise of Skywalker, and then Attack of the Clones.
I don't know, that one's a little bit harder for me. I'd have to think about it a little bit more. And that's the thing, is that
Rise of Skywalker is a pleaser, but when you think about it for too long,
it starts to
fuck your head.
Yeah, it really starts to fuck it.
But, I mean, if we go back to it, we got Force Awakens. I think that's a stellar movie.
I do.
I think it might not be a perfect movie from your critic's standpoint.
No,
but
for sure.
I thought, from a story standpoint, it starts off in a perfect time to start off coming back to these characters. We got the new Empire rising, which I feel like some people were kind of like, why the fuck? The Empire's already back, but, like, bro, it's been 30 years.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, yeah.
Like, there's all
And Star Wars is always known for having fucking big-ass time jumps between them. You're
It starts off wonderful. Like, Luke is gone, and we get Rey, and then blah, blah, blah. Like, I thought Finn was the Jedi throughout it, and then all of a sudden Rey's the Jedi. Because, I mean, once you saw Rey throughout the movie, you kind of assumed that she would be it. But in the trailers, I was like, whoa, look at that Jedi.
Yeah, because he was having...
Starkiller Base in the trailer.
Which, technically, he might become one later on, but that's a whole different topic.
I want to think about that. But, like, it was perfect. I remember leaving the theater, and the only issue I had with that movie was the fact that Kylo was beaten down so easily. But then when you really think about it, like you were telling me earlier.
Yeah, Chewbacca's giant fucking bolt that basically one-shots people. And yeah, he got fucking hit with that.
He killed his dad.
He's emotionally destroyed.
And he's fighting, like you said, the Force Dyad.
She was the Force Dyad. So, you know, that obviously they were technically equal in power, so to speak. She just wasn't as trained, and I understand that. But yeah. A weakened Kylo with somebody who is basically trained at least with a staff, obviously, and lived on, like, basically in the slums of whatever the fuck, Jakku. I would understand that she knows at least how to handle a weapon somewhat, especially a staff-like weapon.
Yeah.
So it's like it makes sense that she was able to best him in that.
Well, think about it like this. I know this is kind of a stupid analogy, but like a pro boxer that's been shot, just killed his father, versus a guy that's lived in the streets and has fought in the streets, and now they're fighting.
Yeah. No, that's true. And that's basically what I think. Yeah, it's basically like
And then they pro magically have street. Some dyad to equal their powers out. Oh. So that, yeah, kind of like that. So that's why I'm like, The Force Awakens, from start to finish, and some people don't like this, but I love how it parallels A New Hope and Return of the Jedi very well.
Right.
More A New Hope, but then the ending with, like, the Starkiller base, how they had to go on and, like,
take down the... Well, even then, A New Hope was still kind of... Well, yeah, I guess...
Yeah, it was more Return of the Jedi. But...
Only because I feel like A New Hope, at the end of it, they still destroyed the first Death Star. So I will say it's probably more... Definitely more of A New Hope.
Oh, yeah. But the way they took the shields
out, they had to, like, go
in and Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
But I thought it was great, and I remember we had 2 years to sit on that movie. We had 2 years to sit on Rey
and
standing
there. And just let it stew in your fucking head.
With the lightsaber handed out, and Luke looking awesome.
Seeing him for the first time in fucking 30 years, basically-ish.
Let me take you back to you being in the fucking theaters. Kylo Ren walks out with this dope-ass music. He looks amazing. I'm sure we've talked about that. I'm sure we've talked about
Shoots
a blaster, he catches it.
And that was one of the
And now
coolest.
He's hunting for Luke Skywalker because he's missing.
And then the first thing is like, you can't hide from what is your family. And he's like, you were so right. And at first you're like, what the fuck does that mean?
Oh my God.
And you're like trying to guess and you're like, all right, whose kid is this?
Dude, it started off wonderful. And we had that brewing in our heads for years. 2 years. True. Like
we're thinking, okay,
well, then
Han's
we
dead.
One.
Exactly. Well, true, but we're thinking Han's dead. Yeah. Kylo Ren is their child, and he's fucking doing whatever now.
This is me before the night explaining to you, dude. I'm literally like, epic fight with Luke and Rey against the Knights of Ren and Kylo.
That's what we needed, yeah. Right after Force Awakens, this is what I expected, basically.
I was expecting Snoke to be a beast in it.
Yeah.
So that's probably all the expectations I had, but just, oh my God. I think it's fair to say that I now have someone I hate more than Zack Snyder.
True.
And Rian Johnson.
Yes.
Who we have recently said that he's good at making other movies than the Star Wars movie.
Yeah, I can't deny that. He's good at making other movies. I mean, at least the one that I've seen, which was Knives Out.
But he did such a horrible thing
he
to
did.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
Because if you look at the rest of the trilogy, The Last Jedi just fucks it.
Oh, yeah.
The reason why flaws in The Rise of Skywalker, besides the Palpatine Rey fight at the end,
right?
Everything in that movie that is fucked is because of The Last Jedi.
Oh, for sure. And that's the thing. They might not even have that idea to go with that.
No.
You know, maybe they were going to do something else. But even if they did stick with the same exact story they had...
I'm almost convinced that Palpatine wouldn't have returned.
I'm kind of thinking the same as well. J.J. Abrams supposedly came out before the movie came out, and he was like, no, he didn't mess up anything. And then afterwards, he came out and was like, yeah, he fucked up a lot of shit. So,
yes,
who knows what he was going to do.
100% he did.
But I think even if they stuck with the same exact story and just had the second and third movie to lay it all out, it would have been way better.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. If they could have had Palpatine.
And I'm pretty sure we've said this before, but now we're thinking of it so much recently that we're just like, fuck. It's so fucked.
Yeah, it fucks it, like, horrible.
It is. It does.
Horrible. Like, let me just paint the picture for you. So, I don't know exactly how I would have had this movie pan out, like, scene to scene. I would have had Rey, what's his name? Finn and
Poe
and Leia and the Republic kind of do their own thing and have a cool mission, maybe this would have been the time to have them go to Coruscant. Maybe not. That's kind of weird to go to Coruscant right. in the second movie. But go somewhere maybe familiar. Do something where they're having a meaningful adventure together that's not just running away from them.
That's a thing for me, too.
And then they can survive at the end of this battle while Rey is training with Luke. But let me just get this
That's right. No, go ahead. Out, go ahead.
What we needed was, I think Snoke should have been more alluded to in this movie, just as the Emperor was in the original trilogy, and then shown in the ninth movie, and he could have been an ancient, like, Sith awesome dude that he was really cool. From the Outer Rim.
Right.
And, what was I saying? Oh, Luke. What would have happened is Luke would have taken the lightsaber, but said some cool things, and then eventually trained her and been like, are you sure? Maybe he could have been like, you don't want to be a Jedi.
Yeah, he could have been a little bit more standoffish.
Like, you don't want to be a Jedi. Like everyone I trained died or something like that. Like, more like sincere, not like,
more like saying
you.
It's a burden more
and
than
And he's not
like,
sucking
fuck you,
alien
bitch.
Titties or anything. He's just like normal. We can get rid of the poor.
Green milk.
We can have an actual cool temple on this planet, maybe.
Oh, that would have been really cool.
And then he trains her. And she actually gets pretty good. And let's say this actually maybe is a long time. Maybe it's like 5 months or something. She's training. I don't know. Maybe they could have done that. They could have, because
oh,
we
easy.
Need Rey to get some quality training in.
Yeah.
So maybe
and that's part of the big reason too. I was trying
you
to say
made, it would have made it feel like a movie instead
that's
of
what
like
I'm
a
saying.
Comic book. Like I was
yeah,
telling
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. We were watching this basically like Star Wars collection timeline thing. Which, by the way, the way he explained it made the sequel trilogy sound fucking amazing.
It was just a full timeline of all the pieces
right, and the guy was just explaining through it all of Star Wars, basically going through the comics, the books, everything.
Yeah, and he was explaining comic arcs, and they sounded more complex. In The Last Jedi did. The Last Jedi sounded
awful.
Like a
yeah.
fucking four-series comic book.
Seriously, it was so awful. But what I was trying to say is, part of the reason that I feel like the sequel trilogy just feels off to me as well is that you don't have that many connections to the old. So I feel like the way that it's trying to end the Skywalker saga is like, you don't have a connection to, like, the only connection to Darth Vader is Vader's helmet. Like, to Anakin is Vader's helmet.
See,
Luke and Leia, technically, but,
they
like,
needed-
it's... Yeah. They needed more connections. With
I 100% agree. They needed to allude more to Vader. And in The Last Jedi, 100%. It was cool how they're like, the heir to Vader. Like, but then he died immediately.
And you know what? I will pick this up as well, is that they didn't say anything. Realistically, they never really mentioned Lord Vader. I guess they did.
Vader and all his cool powers out the window.
True. And they only said, like, you will never be as strong as Lord Vader and stuff like that. That kind of brought him up. But realistically, they never talked about the Emperor. Until the sixth movie, the ninth movie, as far as I'm concerned. And then they barely ever talked about Vader, except for a few mentions. So that's another reason why I feel like the ninth movie felt so weird, is that through first two movies of
no
a three-movie trilogy...
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
No mention of Obi-Wan, no mention of fucking Vader, no mention of the Emperor, besides saying the old Empire, now First Order.
What I would have loved is, within her training, we see her do some cool training. Maybe she lifts an X-Wing out of the water or something. Like maybe,
that'd be kind
of
cool.
Maybe Luke jumps on Rey's back and they climb some trees.
Obviously.
Know, the usual.
Yeah,
I would have loved to see her, like, reading through some old textbooks.
Luke crawls in, grabs some of her food, starts eating it.
Yeah, right?
Like, get the fuck off, old man.
I would have loved to see, like, her reading through some books and maybe him, like, explaining some lessons that Obi-Wan taught him.
That'd be so
alluding,
cool.
Kind of, like, unifying everything together. That would have been fucking awesome. And then he can maybe, like, be like, what is this? Like, because I remember reading a thing how he read about Darth Maul and be like, allude to that. And then what needed to happen was Kylo and the Knights of Ren find them. They
yes.
go to the island. They have an epic fucking fight.
So that the Knights of Ren are actually doing something besides just looking
dope
cool.
as fuck.
They look fucking cool.
But, and then you see how powerful Luke is taking on. Maybe we could say Luke is taking on, like, Kylo and a few Knights of Ren. And then Rey is maybe taking on, like, two Knights of Ren.
Right.
And then Luke is taking on a majority of them with Kylo. And you see how fucking powerful he is. And that can settle our top five Jedi debate for us.
True.
And then Rey's lightsaber gets destroyed in the mix, maybe by Kylo, and maybe the Resistance comes to save Rey or something. Maybe
you mean Anakin's lightsaber?
Yeah, yeah, excuse me, I'm so sorry. Oh my god, that was a horrible mistake of me. But
sorry.
She has to leave somehow. Maybe she's going to jump in the X-Wing or something, and she can't. They both can't leave because they're going to attack them, and Luke's like, go and, like, save the galaxy or something.
Some
bring
like
balance. He'll be like, bring balance back to the. Bring balance back
to the Force, because Balance is already found. You know, bring Balance back to the Force, and he fucking ignites his lightsaber against all the knights. Maybe a few of them died. Maybe there's like a fragment of the Knights of Ren left. Kylo Ren's like battle torn, maybe. Like, it looks really cool. Luke is battle torn, and Luke dies like that. Maybe Luke takes down four Knights of Ren, damages Kylo pretty well, but then the Knights of Ren and Kylo Ren overwhelm him because Kylo is powerful in his own, and Kylo kills him as well.
That'd be really cool.
Making his redemption in the ninth movie so much more.
True.
Because, like Anakin and Vader, they've done really big tragedies and destroying planets and killing Han and Luke and killing younglings and shit. So that would have been so wonderful.
That would have been so cool.
So fucking wonderful. And then the fight would have had to be choreographed properly.
Yeah. That's the thing, is that a lot of the fights in the sequel trilogy are kind of meh. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, realistically, in the original trilogy, there wasn't too great.
I think it was just The Last Jedi. I think that the fight between Kylo in the seventh movie and the Kylo and Rey, the seventh and the ninth movie were fine.
Yeah, they were pretty good. Yeah, and They weren't, like, transcending anything or being, like, they weren't, like, the best. Actually, I will say the ninth one was really good, I will say. I'd probably say one of the best duels as well.
Yeah.
But the other ones, and I don't even think there was a lightsaber duel technically against each other, at least in the seventh one, right? They were just fighting the guards, which...
But then the Luke versus Kylo was good, but it was, like, nothing.
There wasn't really a fight. I feel like it was just kind of them standing there and talking. Which, like, don't get me wrong, again, the symbolism and all that shit, cool, whatever, but...
See, yeah, it's, like, fine, but it's just not as good as it could have been.
No. And that's the thing, is that you just have to kind of take what you get, but...
We just have to hope that they can get enough stuff to fix it, you know? Yeah. But,
well, that's what I'm saying. Like, even watching that video, and he was reading from the expanded version of Rise of Skywalker, it made so much more sense. They fucking went into it and actually talked about why Palpatine's back, how he's back, what he was doing, why his clone looks, like, fucking awful. Like, they didn't say any of that in the movie, so you're just like, oh, what? Like, you think... I'm almost guaranteeing you most people...
You're like, Palpatine has a son? Like, yeah. Why is he called his son?
And that's another thing, is that...
He's not even her grandfather.
Yeah, technically she's not even...
Technically his, like, son. I mean, daughter in a sense.
Yeah, that's true, technically. But, like, if you think about it, too... Fuck, I was about to say something. Oh, no. It's leaving my head. Oh, no, yeah. Most people who don't, like... read or like listen or whatever to any of the expanded stuff have no idea. So when Palpatine came back, they were like, how the fuck did he survive the fall and explosion of the Death Star? They probably think that's his original body. So it's like, how are most of those people
stupid?
That's what I'm saying. It's stupid. Which I think is pretty stupid. Again, if they did it would be fine, but they just
well, okay,
we're saying this again, The Last Jedi fucked everything up.
It did.
The first movie, you had a clear vision, mostly clear vision of what was going to come in the future.
Let me ask you this. So in our perfect universe, we have The Force Awakens exactly how it was.
Yeah. Right.
And then we have that movie that I kind of explained kind of roughly. But we know the key points is the Skywalker lightsaber destroyed.
Yes.
Okay? Luke dead in an amazing fight.
Yeah.
Rey leaves.
Actually, to be honest, it'd be cool if, at least for me... if he holds Anakin's lightsaber for, like, the last time and uses it when he dies, and then that's how it gets destroyed as well.
Love it. Love it. That'd be cool. Okay, so Luke's lightsaber is disabled or thrown or something. He loses it, and then he somehow gets Rey's or Rey hands it to him as she tries to escape or something.
They could have called it The Last Skywalker instead. Because he was technically the something last
like,
Skywalker.
I like The Last Jedi. I honestly like the name of
The Last Jedi. I think sounds cool. Don't get me wrong.
Because he's like the last pure Jedi, technically. Kind of what Rey would then be if she's truly trained by Luke. And he holds Anakin's lightsaber. Maybe he could resemble his father or something. And he fucking fights on. Like, that would be such a great death for him. But... And then at late, Rey maybe unites with the fucking rebellion, sparking the rebellion, kind of how they did at the end of the Last Jedi.
But. And that's, for me personally, I know you said you didn't really like it, but I feel like if she somehow had Luke's lightsaber instead and, like, took it back, she doesn't have to use it. Like, maybe it's damaged beyond repair or something, and she takes the crystal or some shit.
I don't like that.
But I think it'd just be cool to bring it back and be like... Because everybody's like, well, where's Luke? And then she brings back and says he's dead. Like, you know, this is like the last rock of him.
I feel like
him.
That's
is
stupid. I don't have the problem with that. If she brings back both, I feel like it's stupid if they're swapping. That's honestly.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Stupid. Yeah, like, why would she have that?
I want to ask you this, and I'll explain after. But after that, where would you go with the ninth movie?
Oh, fuck. Well, that's the thing, too, because we'd have to set something up in the seventh movie. I haven't thought about what detail. That's why I'm saying
we allude to Snoke in it, but you're like, okay, we don't know Snoke's, like, master plan, in a sense.
Right.
And then we could be like...
Well, that's the thing. Are we... So... For me...
Coruscant.
Well, I'm thinking
bring
more
back Coruscant and have Snoke and the First Order invade Coruscant, have a war in Coruscant, kind of like in Duel of Fates.
That'd be pretty cool.
But let's say this. 5-year gap.
And then, yeah.
Rey has a yellow lightsaber, double-sided blue, double-sided yellow. I don't care.
That is cool. She should have a double-sided lightsaber because it just makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be really cool.
Whichever one. I don't care. I'm fine with the blue if you just want to keep it normal. Just like Duel of Fates.
Right, right.
We get the Coruscant, but Kylo's not going to stay evil. That's what I hated about that script.
Oh, for the...
Yeah, for the Duel of Fates Right. But then let's say they have some, like, epic fight, and then let's...
And Hux commits seppuku?
Yeah.
With his lightsaber collection?
With his purple lightsaber. Of course, they can have an epic battle there. Leia could die, maybe in the same way to turn... That would make sense to turn... Kylo, and maybe it could kind of resemble the Return of the Jedi where they're all three in a room together, and maybe it could be the Chancellor's fucking room.
That'd from the cool.
Prequels. They could do that there, and then they turn and then they fight fucking Snoke.
So who do you want Snoke to be in the end? Like, does he have to be Snoke, or you just want him to be a new guy?
I think making him Plagueis would be kind of stupid.
I'm saying, would it? Well, at the same time, it would be kind of interesting, because, like, realistically, especially if it could just be, like, Palpatine be like, he never mastered how to save himself, but it's like, what if he actually did? And that's, like, him. That's why he looks so gross and grotesque.
So we were to go in that direction, we would have to allude to that throughout the 8th and 9th movie.
True.
So we'd have to kind of work that in. But if not... I don't have a problem with Snoke just being an ancient Force fucking villain. That's completely fine. And then you can go back and make things kind of like how they did with, what's his name? Thrawn? They made things where Anakin as a Jedi meets Thrawn as, like, not, like, they kind of can go back and, like, see, like,
well, that's the thing,
maybe,
too.
Maybe this guy learned from an ancient Sith and he went into hiding after they lost to some Jedi in the High Republic or something. And he's been hiding in here.
Well, that could be a thing, too. It could be, like, you know, in the seventh movie, it could be, like, Luke's, like, oh, like, talking about how Snoke he never, like, thought as, like, a threat or something like that. Because in the comics, you know, he was saying, oh, like, Snoke approached me, and I was like, whatever. Right, right. And he's like, and then, you know, he turned, and I learned, like, he came to Ancho maybe to learn more about him. Because if he is an ancient, like, being or something like that, then maybe, like, he was back from when Ancho was there, and that's why he went there, you know. Like, people think he ran, but he actually went to try to find out how to defeat the foe or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. And that makes him seem, like, less of, like, deserting and shit.
Yeah.
But, like, obviously he could still have conflict and everything like that, which would still be interesting, but...
I feel like, we just gave kind of a rough...
Oh, for sure. Like, it's a fucking rough-ass draft, but personally, yeah. I think overall those plot points sound better.
Right, like I
mean, obviously in the ninth movie, that's something we have to think about a little bit more, but...
Yeah, I mean, I do like the Battle of Coruscant, and... I don't know how I would
They need
feel.
To bring back at least something from the old movies. Like, all of them, you know, it's... Especially since you're bringing this back after so long of, you know... It's been since, what, the last Star Wars movie before Force Awakens was probably 90-something... Or no, 2000, right? We're in, like, 2003. Okay, so we're looking 12 years.
Yeah.
12-year gap between that. Like, you had... You could go back to, like, the prequels and be like, hey, like... Here's this planet. Like, you don't have to obviously, like, be like, oh, the prequels, but it'd be just interesting to kind of allude to things from the old Star Wars to show that, hey, I'm revived, like, in own Disney's own defense, that they're trying to revive it and basically continue the story.
Yeah, it would have been awesome on Coruscant, seeing Coruscant again.
I know.
And Coruscant's then how about this ones. they win, whatever. Kylo, now Ben again, came back.
Lives.
They kill Snoke together. Now, at the end of the movie, instead of showing us her burying the lightsabers, and let's just say Leia never even trained as a Jedi.
Yeah, I was gonna say, we don't really need that too much. But it kind of makes sense, too. So, like, if we had it a little bit, like, alluding to it, obviously, since she's gone, obviously, that's different. But
that's not hard to put
say
it.
Say her actor survived and everything, that'd be fine to put it in. Maybe you'll see her doing some kind of Force things at some point, too.
Yeah.
Completely fine to put in because it'd be
And she's not pulling herself into a ship and stuff
God, flying fucking to a ship.
But what I think would have been a better ending opposed to her on Tatooine was... I actually have two locations for this.
Okay.
So, it would show, literally show, this would be years in advance, it would show Rey with her yellow lightsaber, like we see her double-sided one, and then it would show Kylo as Ben with Anakin's lightsaber that he took from Luke after he killed him, which it's kind of fucked up, but, like, whatever, man. Like, we could work that out, how he redeemed himself. And
yeah, but, I mean, it makes sense, too, because in the seventh one, he's like, that's mine. And, like, he was trying to say, like, that was his legacies.
Well, I know the lightsaber is fine, but I feel like it's kind of like, can you ever forgive him for that? But it's like, yes. Well, maybe we could kind of say, like, Snoke was kind of controlling him in a sense. We could figure some things out. But point blank, is there the dyad still? She has her double-sided yellow lightsaber, and he has modified Anakin's crystal to be yellow. So he has Anakin's hilt, but it's a yellow lightsaber.
That'd be
and
cool.
They're the dyad together, and then it shows them with maybe their fucking children. I don't know. Maybe other students are their new... I want some sort of new student Jedis that they're training, like younglings.
Right.
And then either a Jedi temple on the island that Luke was on.
Onto.
Or Tatooine.
That'd be cool.
Really cool, right? That would bring everything full circle, wouldn't it?
Yeah, if they went back to the Skywalker, like, farm and turned that into a...
made it kind of like a look like that kind of same, like, structure, but they have, like, a temple and it's them. And then maybe Leia's there as, like, the old, like, master.
That'd be really cool.
Dude.
But, like, the thing is, like, I remember you were saying this about Kylo before. It's like, is he redeemable at that point? Like, can they forgive him? Because
then he would have killed Luke way worse. Yeah,
he would have killed Luke a lot way worse.
Oh, and Leia would be dead. Leia would be dead, so she wouldn't be there. Because she killed herself to bring Kylo back.
Right.
But like I said, we
have need that?
We could be like, yeah.
Like, what? There could have been something else that brought him back.
Yeah, totally. But we could have made Leia live, for sure. Totally lost my train of thought. Oh, we could have had, like I said, Snoke was maybe controlling.
Right, or like he has like just such a big influence over his mind that like he finally broke free or something like that. There's a lot of different routes you could do it, obviously. That's the thing. There were so many fucking different ways to do it.
I think what we just talked about is beautiful.
I think it'd be great. If it was more developed and
thoroughly thought through, but I think Endgame, them having a Jedi temple on Tatooine where Anakin is originally from.
What I think would be pretty cool is him getting in the Millennium Falcon and then basically wearing like Han Solo's vest and shit and having that lightsaber. I think that look. I feel like his overall would be kind of cool. But that's obviously just like fucking fan art. I'm basically thinking of. I'm sure somebody's done it out there.
Or maybe we don't. Maybe he gets to be kind of dressed like Han with his lightsaber on his hilt. But yeah. Like kind of a black Han Solo type, kind of like how he looked in that the Rise of Skywalker comic, how he had that first outfit they gave him.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe he looks like that with his lightsaber, so it's like a Han Solo Jedi hybrid look.
Right.
And then it shows the palace with the Millennium Falcon like parked like right next to it or something kind of. That would be cool. Beautiful.
But that's the thing is that when you think about it too, like, should we ever forgive him? Stuff like that. I mean, to be fair,
Chewie can die in the Battle of Coruscant.
No. To be fair, even if Chewie's alive, which I'd be fine with Chewie surviving, it would be interesting to see it later on. Then is like, oh, you think everything's good, but then everybody's probably thinking like, but how is everybody going to react to this? And then you have the continuation and do either like the show or more movies or anything like that with all of them together, and then you see like the conflict of everybody's not exactly accepting Ren and stuff like that. That'd be kind of interesting to go into.
I think if we were to end that way, Chewie wouldn't be nowhere near the Jedi Temple in the first place. Kind of like Han and Chewie didn't go near Luke's Jedi Temple.
That's true.
I think we'd have to kill off either Chewie or Leia in that movie.
Or Lando and Chewie can take the Falcon and go do something.
Or we could just not bring Lando back at all. We could do that. That's a high possibility.
Lando's fine.
Well, yeah, whatever, man. He can just stay in the original trilogy.
I know. I would be fine with that, too. But if they bring him back, they bring him back. He does whatever and leaves.
But it would have just... I feel like you could have just ended the Skywalker movies for sure then. We wouldn't need... Like, right now we need 3 more movies with Rey to fix it.
Well, that's the thing. We need something. We need literally something to repair what has happened. Because these 3 movies... Just these 3 movies. Everything else they've made, completely fine from what I can tell. Besides Resistance is kind of meh. Yeah, the 2 movies. Yeah, excuse me. Everything else they made, completely fine. I'd be completely fine with saying that's a decent part of Star Wars. You know, they've continued on to the expanded. They've expanded the original trilogy more, put stuff in between, stuff like that. Cool. But the 2 movies that left the sour taste of what's supposed to come in the future, they need to do something with. And sometime soon, hopefully.
I agree.
Because as it is now, it's fucked. It's totally fucked.
Also.
Uh-oh.
One more point to our hypothetical story.
Okay, okay.
Battle of Coruscant, symbolizing them celebrating on Endor. They're happy. Kylo is embraced. Ben has embraced...
Gently caressed by...
let's just say that Snoke is so powerful that he had some kind of, like, thing in his head, and maybe we figure out. So he's kind of way easier to be able to redeem, okay? Let's just say that.
Okay.
So everyone's happy, whatever, and we get to see the fucking boys. We get to see Anakin, we get to see Luke, we get to see Obi-Wan, we get to see Yoda.
That'd be so cool.
Just keep it at that. We don't need any voices bullshit. These are the only guys that actually know how to be a fucking Force ghost.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that all of them wouldn't just be like... I mean, like, I understand it's supposed to be coming, like, one with the Force, but suppose... At least... That's another thing that fucking killed me in Rise of Skywalker, is Leia just became a Force ghost. I mean, maybe Luke taught her, who knows, whatever, but Ben became supposedly maybe a Force ghost. We don't know what happened to him, but... They're just, like, everybody's disappearing left and right. Like, bro. Like, what the fuck? Everybody's becoming Force ghosts now. It's just like a fucking... It's like Dragon Ball Z. You'll understand that reference, but everybody's fucking turning Super Saiyan. And it's like, what the fuck? I mean, again, maybe something's different with Ren, because you didn't see him at the end, so maybe that's supposed to allude to, like, something else happened to him. But I feel like becoming one with the Force was something you had to learn, at least from what I understood. Maybe not becoming one with the Force, but at least learning how to become a Force ghost was something you had to learn. So... I don't know. But it would be super cool. What you said, though, would be really cool to have the Skywalkers, basically, and then Obi-Wan and Yoda and, like, the big main Jedis basically just standing there like, yo, what's up? To show, like, the line of teaching, too, because it's technically started with, like, Yoda, who taught not exactly straight on Obi-Wan, but he ended up technically teaching Obi-Wan in a way.
Who
taught Anakin, who then... Well, actually, he didn't really teach anybody, but you know Obi-Wan, what I'm trying to say.
Obi-Wan then taught Luke.
Yeah, Obi-Wan who taught Anakin, who had Luke, who then Obi-Wan taught, and Yoda also taught.
It's just a bunch of all the Jedi that it just kind of brings it full circle.
All the main Jedi, basically, that were all together.
And then they're back on Coruscant, too. Even more, like, way
maybe
more.
Maybe they're in the remnants of, like, the Jedi Temple or some shit.
And on the last note, to fucking finish this, like, 30-minute rant we just had.
32-minute.
Is Rey can be no one.
Yeah, that's completely fine with me.
That's completely fine because, look, the Force is balancing Kylo out, so they fucking made her.
Yeah, I like
that. Maybe she's just made pure of the Force, kind of like Anakin.
Yeah.
It can happen again. She doesn't have to be, like, the pure, like, chosen one like Anakin, but she can be another fucking strong Force user.
Because, like, it would make sense because, you know, hypothetically, because Ben Solo is a descendant of Anakin... It's a possibility that he's just fucking insanely strong, and the Force is like, okay, I need something to balance this out, because you have fucking Snoke, who is supposed to be super powerful, maybe Ren, who is fucking really powerful, right, then Luke's also there, who's super powerful as well, but then it's like, well, we need somebody else, because there's two evil, one good. You need one more to basically balance out, and they're like, fuck it, make this other thing, because Luke's not going to have any more children, or not going to have any children. So that would make sense to have, you know, two and two like that, and that would be completely fine with me. Still, you could even keep the Force dyad. That's still really cool. I thought that was a really cool idea that they put out there, and fuck, we just had to get this rant out because we've been thinking about this for days, I feel like, at this point.
Oh my god, my gain's been at fucking two for a while,
bro. You fucking all the sound up, bro?
I hope not.
I'll fix it in post. No, I won't.
Let's go to fucking ad break, and we're gonna just talk some other shit after this.
Yes, we're sorry if we talked to you about Star Wars, but you know how we are. We love Star Wars. Everything is fucking had Star Wars at this point.
Yeah, I mean...
We might even talk about more after this ad break, but ad break...
Probably just gonna talk about different Star Wars stuff.
See you soon.
Well, on to better Star Wars topics.
Hopefully.
I've seen multiple sources saying it's confirmed. Who knows? It probably is fucking confirmed, but... Rumor has it we're getting a show that is a sequel to Rebels.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that.
It's basically going to be like the Clone Wars equivalent of post-Return of the Jedi. So it's going to be like the gang after Return of the Jedi.
Which would be pretty cool because you had...
Hey, wait. Better? Continue. It's going to be in Clone Wars animation.
Oh, thank the Lord.
Like that?
Oh, thank the Lord!
They need to make this show, and then they need to give us a fucking show to save the sequels.
That's true. We need
a Clone Wars caliber show to save the sequels.
Well, that might be what they're planning, because they might be doing something after Return of the Jedi to try to make up for some. Yeah, to try to make up for some things that they might have not done in the sequel. Because we don't know what timeline it's doing, because you have fucking 30 years between that. So if they're doing the middle or closer to...
Hold your cock.
Force Awakens.
We're going to see Luke Skywalker in the show. There's no doubt we're not going
to
see
him. Okay, but to be fair, if we only see
him... What if we see Luke and Leia as a Jedi?
Oh my God, that'd be so cool.
What if we get that timeline?
If they only show us... Oh, what if Ezra is one of his Padawans and then he gets killed?
No, Kylo Ren. No, they can't do that because the Rise of Skywalker comic doesn't have it.
Oh, that's right.
He can't be his Padawan. Ezra's going to be old as shit.
I don't care. Hyperspace whales brought him to the future.
That's going to be beautiful. Oh, wait. Do you know they confirmed an Ahsoka live action show?
Oh, really? Like
It's supposed to. I'm pretty sure it's supposed to take place kind of like after Clone Wars, I think.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
I'm not positive on the timeline. All I know is that we're getting a Ahsoka live action TV show.
Awesome. Fuck, dude. See, this is what I'm saying. This is what we need, but in the sequel trilogy.
Well, so let's just ignore the sequel trilogy for right now.
And the rest of Star Wars is fucking beautiful.
I mean, you could look at it and be like, that's the weak link. Because we're getting now, we got Clone Wars with Ahsoka, then we get Rebels with Ahsoka as well. And now we're getting the sequel. We're getting the episode in Mando that is probably going to set up that cartoon. We probably are going to see Mando in that cartoon.
That'd be so cool.
And then we're going to get the Ahsoka TV show, which I don't know when that's going to take place.
They need to have Luke be not just like how they had Obi-Wan in Rebels and just have him in like be like
pop up and fucking just murder them all and that was it. Or something.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Is Tarkin even still alive?
I don't
know. No, I think he was on the first Death Star, so he's dead.
Yeah, I think
he was. Yeah, he was dead.
Puss.
What a push.
Push, boy!
That would be really cool. Yeah. Everything you just said is beautiful. And that's the thing is that, like you said, if you were to... We talked about this before. If you were to take out all of that side shit from the prequels are also a weak link.
Yeah. Easy. Shit, they're complete fucking shit.
The original trilogy is the only thing that's been standing up on its own. To be fair, it has almost no side stuff.
Yeah.
Because
the Clone Wars, the prequels are a bunch of awesome Jedi that are completely wasted
and written awfully.
Yeah, and look terrible. General Grievous, completely fucking wasted.
Yeah.
Count Dooku, completely fucking wasted.
Maul fucking wasted.
Maul fucking destroyed. And then guess what the Clone Wars does? And then there's even more there's more shit like in between Anakin being confident.
Right. Like, getting, like, kind of, like...
The Clone Wars gives it all! We get all of that, and all of it, and we get a fucking Padawan!
I know! So it's like, you
get... And we get to show that the clones have feelings. So if they...
Oh, that's true.
If Dave Filoni's making this, Dave Filoni can fucking say... If anyone's gonna say the sequels, it's Dave Filoni.
That's true.
Dave Filoni needs to get the fucking reins...
This is very true.
...of... The entire Star Wars universe.
Everything.
And you know what should be his fucking rule of two? Sam Witwer. That motherfucker is so smart. He knows what the fuck he's talking about.
And he voices the Emperor and Maul, by the way, in Clone Wars.
He needs to fucking be doing something.
Sam Witwer's really cool.
Like, they can fucking fix it. If they give us a cartoon that spans alongside the movies... I don't know. That might
be different. But still, you're right. I've always said this as well. Dave Filoni should be the Kevin Feige of fucking the Star Wars universe. Kevin Feige has done wonders for fucking Marvel. And Dave Filoni needs to come and do the same thing for Star Wars. And if you want to get a close to the Russo brothers, at least from who's doing the best so far.
Marvel.
John Favreau? Yeah, John Favreau.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's been doing the best. Obviously, Mandalorian, I love that. So I want to see more from him. That's what I'm saying. Keep him because he did great in Marvel, and he's so far doing great in Star Wars.
Dude, like, what the fuck was I just going to say? Oh, my God. Dave Filoni understands characters. He understands we like reoccurring characters. We build relationships with these characters. He understands characters' relationships with other characters.
And he understands the Star Wars universe better than anybody besides George Lucas.
Yes! Like, he understands we finally got to see the emotion between Ahsoka, Rex. He just made Maul an amazing character. The Ahsoka-Vader battle in Rebels... Hands down, my favorite.
Was that Dave Filoni as well?
Yeah, Dave Filoni worked on Rebels. I'm not sure, because I see his name in the credits, but you should totally look up who made Rebels, because I know Dave Filoni had a
hand in it. Yeah. Well, Dave Filoni, I think, had a hand in some of The Mandalorian, too, if I'm not mistaken. He's had a hand in a lot of things Star Wars.
He needs to have his hand all over Star Wars. Dude, that battle is so fucking amazing.
What, Ahsoka?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm trying to look it up. It's going to take a
second. Anakin Skywalker's weak. I killed him. Then I will avenge him. Revenge is not
Rebel,
the Jedi.
Rebel showrunner Dave Filoni.
Yeah, so Dave Filoni.
That's probably why Rebels is fucking fine compared to the fucking Resistance.
Rebels is fucking great. It's a shit because of the animation. That's the only issue I have with it and some cringy things. Besides the point, revenge is not the Jedi way. I'm no Jedi.
Oh, that is really Bro. Cool. Fuck, dude. And then, like, so many people have started, like, mashing that together with, like, all of them from Clone Wars and, like, how they talk and everything, like, and how when they last see each other. I saw just, like, a meme or a picture recently that was, like, when they last see each other or something like that before he turns into Vader, and it was, like, Anakin and Obi-Wan saying goodbye and Obi-Wan getting on the transport, and then it was, like, Ahsoka and Anakin saying bye and him leaving to go save the Chancellor. And then it showed Anakin and Obi-Wan, like, fighting or whatever, and then it showed... No. Oh, fuck, what did it show? It showed something else for Anakin Obi-Wan, and then it showed Vader, like, holding Ahsoka's lightsaber, and I was like, oh, that's so sad.
Anyways, that's great so news. Bad. That's okay. That's great news, and it gives us some hope. It
gives us hope. Fuck, dude. We just need... And that's the worst part, is that the movies, they're just bombing them so hard right now, they just need to make other things to fix them.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
Even if... whatever. Never mind. Just Dave Filoni. They should have had JJ make Force Awakens, and Dave Filoni should have just taken over the 8th and 9th.
He didn't even need to be the director. He just needed to be the overarching, like... They didn't even need...
No,
they
could okay. I'm going to stop you right there. No, they needed him. Because
No.
Dave Filoni could have made the overarching plot, but then we would have gotten quotes like, they fly now? They fly now!
No. So I'm not saying anything like that.
She do that to us?
You can still be like a character, like, because that's what they have too, is like people who like are kind of the character creators, or not exactly character creators, but people who make sure that everything the characters are saying are supposed to be what that character is. Like, okay. Will they actually say it like this? Like, how will they be? Like, there's people who are dedicated to, this is how this character should be, and this is what they are thinking in this moment. He should be that person. They should have had him overarching, be in control of the trilogy, and then having the directors come in and say, okay, like, sure, like, he could have different directors, but have them, you know, follow his plan still, and overarching still make, you know, hit everything he wanted to hit. But fuck. We can't have that because it'd be too great.
Fuck. That's all I have to say about the sequels is but fuck.
This has just been like a Star Wars rant podcast.
Yeah. And you want to know what makes me want to even rant even more about Star Wars?
What?
That Battlefront game last night.
Oh my god. Don't even fuck... Okay, we've been getting back into Battlefront 2 after basically the Scarif update. We're like, yeah, we should go back and play it.
No, we've literally played a shit ton. Like, Maul is leveled up to 30. It went from like 10 to 30.
Remember
now.
That GTA 5 alien thing? We totally just ended up blowing that off. I was like, fuck it, you want to play Battlefront, bro? Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, the alien thing was fun while it lasted, but then May 15th, everybody was supposed to go to the airport thing, that didn't even happen, so we're like, fuck it, why do we even play this anymore?
Yeah, everyone started using guns and not melee, and it was just stupid. They have the, like, giant trucks. It was just dumb. But now we're fucking dope, and we've been playing really good, but then last night came...
And it crushed my hopes and dreams.
I had nightmares about these matches. Like, we kept fighting against... Like, level, like 200 max. And maxed out, like, characters. Oh, the worst is when they have Luke. That guy had Luke. They had Finn, Lando, and Han, and they're all maxed out. So they're just, like, shooting. Oh,
yeah, they're just fucking shooting you and just rolling away. You can't even hit them. Okay, maybe we're just bad. Somebody tell us, are we just bad? Like, is there a way to actually engage somebody better? Because besides that, I had to fucking freeze them and pull them towards me and stuff like that as Kylo. And it was like, when I did that, it was a little bit easier. But they just kept fucking rolling and everybody else just kept shooting me. So I was like, what am I supposed to do?
But, like, by the time I'm working them, I could... pick up and throw a bunch, but then there's still motherfuckers that are shooting at me and stuff, and like, well, by the time I'm working one guy,
and you try
I'm
to block the blaster bolts, but your stamina just fucking just gets melted, and you're like, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do here? And that's the thing about Battlefront, is that sometimes you have great games where it's like, okay, this is like a normal team, it's just normal v normal, basically, like some
we
light
did have
side,
an epic comeback, fucking, bro. We had an epic comeback.
We win. Oh,
we were down. We had one life. We had two lives left.
Two lives left against like 13 or something.
No, we had
shit,
seven kills. We had to make seven kills, which two deaths left.
Was it seven? Okay.
Yeah, seven's a lot, bro.
It is a lot. Don't get me wrong. No, yeah, it's still a lot.
With four people dying two times is really fucking easy.
Yeah.
And somehow, me and you took over the game single-handedly.
We're like, bro, we're doing bad, and then all of a sudden we just like stopped talking for a second. We're like, got this guy. No, you get this guy. We got that guy.
No, literally, I just like knew it. I remember running into the battle and seeing you. I came in. I like, I don't know. I did two things and I killed two guys like instantly. You killed two guys, and I think we didn't die at all. I think we played a flawless match. We just fucking murked them.
Well, flawless match once we had two lives left.
Yeah,
it wasn't flawless before that.
That was fucking dope.
That was the beautiful moment, and it's moments like that that make me think Battlefront's such a great game.
Battlefront 2. Yeah, but. If anyone's good and they have an Xbox, I'm sorry to
not too good. We're not that great, so we don't want to bring you down.
We literally just started playing it for the first time ever. Seriously, I kind of played it for like a few weeks when we first started the podcast.
And I mean, I played it like when it first came out and stuff like that, and then it was trash because of microtransactions. Yeah,
but sorry to the PS4 folks. We love you. We'd love to play with you, but
EA doesn't have cross-platform
because EA is the worst company on the planet.
Besides Sony.
Yeah, besides Sony.
We like PS4. To get me wrong, mostly. I respect their exclusives, but
for sure.
They are holding Spider-Man hostage, and I will never forgive them for that.
But if anyone has Xbox and they main as you cannot main as Luke or Anakin on light side, because I main as Luke, you main as Anakin.
Indeed.
We play a mean Luke and Annie.
Oh, and, Luke and Annie.
Yeah, and then if you can't main as on dark side, Maul or Kylo, because you play as Kylo, I play.
If anybody's a really good Emperor, please, because fucking the Emperors will melt us.
Emperor or Boba. If we could get both, our team will be wonderful.
Yes,
we need two guys. We're actively recruiting a Battlefront team. We're gonna fucking play like every other night and just
esports have bashing esports.
Yeah,
Battlefront 2 team.
Just fucking don't. Actually, the demo. Oh, we.
What?
Remember we were gonna go over some stats in the beginning.
Oh,
you want to do that?
Should we do? Okay, some stats. Oh yeah. Well, are we finished with our Battlefront 2?
Well, I was going to say, because I was about to say, if you're fucking, like, 12 years old and trash, don't fucking hit us up. But I was about to say, aww, like, our main age group is, let's see.
We're going to hit you with some cold, hard, half-peshy facts.
Yeah, so majority of our fans are fans audience. We don't really have fans yet. But our listeners are...
maybe they're fans.
I don't know. Are 18 to 22 years old, and then the next, which really close, is 23 to 27. So we got more of an older audience.
Nice. Well, technically, like right around my age group, basically.
Yeah, and kind of close to mine. The main one is that because I'm 19, and this is 18 to 22 is majority of it. But what I found the most interesting, are we done with Battlefront?
Yeah. Probably. I mean, besides that, again.
Join us, bro.
Hit us up.
Because think about it. It will be so much better if we have at least one more person that we know is good that we're playing with. So if like a shitty player comes on, it'll be like a better game. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
So, and you could get it.
And I'm willing to switch a little bit off of Anakin. So if somebody really wants
No. We need to have Obi-Wan. No Anakin. He's going to stay as Anakin. Don't even.
But I feel like a lot of people like to play as Anakin.
Fuck
them. I don't want to be mean.
Fuck them.
Continue.
So, what I thought was cool is 53% of our listeners are male, which I thought it would be like 100%.
Yeah, not gonna lie.
Like 90%.
We don't want to be sexist, don't get us wrong, but...
So, all you single ladies that are the 42% listening...
It's your boys.
Hit me up. Hit the Instagram at halfpastsheep. Shit, I'll give you the digits.
He's a single Pringle ready to mingle.
Oh, did I fuck this up?
Uh-oh. What'd you fuck up?
Wee-wee.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to... I don't know what happened. I had, like, the list of all... Oh, okay, here we go.
You got it?
Yeah, okay, here we go. So, another cool... I don't know why we're fucking reading stats
off on the
podcast.
Well, because it's interesting. I mean, it's interesting, so...
So, we got 91% is from the U.S., obviously, but we've had for the longest time 3% from Canada and 1% from Norway. Nice. So that's about like Canada, it's about like maybe a few people listening every week, and then Norway, it's like one person.
Probably.
And then we got maybe Welcome to the podcast, my French friend.
You do realize oui, I'm pretty sure it just means like yes.
I don't fucking know. It sounds French. I like croissants. We got like one guy from France that's new, just popped up.
Welcome.
Welcome, France. Get a little firm clap.
Now, little do you know, it's just a guy who lives in the U.S. and like traveled to France, and now.
Whoa.
What?
It gives you the region they're from, because we got a guy.
Oh. Whoa. Don't be saying the specific regions. People might not want that.
I mean, I guess.
We got a guy right out of Chicago.
We got you. We created this podcast just for this.
I will say on YouTube.
We have an Irish fuck.
Oh, I'm Irish.
4%. We got 4% of our listeners are from Ireland, and we love you.
I do like. I actually want to go. Hey, I heard it's beautiful.
I love Irish whiskey.
Oh.
Proper 12.
Oh. Oh.
St. Patrick's Day.
Oh my God. Everything's stereotypically Irish. Jesus.
Majority are on iPhones. Just a fun that to shoot out there.
Well, YouTube. It shows that we have, like, most people from the U.S. Actually, not most. I think it shows, like, 30% from the U.S. And then the rest of it just doesn't show me. It just says 30% from the U.S., and I hit more, and it shows me nothing.
You go into the programming, it shows us from, like, Exegol or some shit. Like,
it's Palpatine and all his
Somehow,
clones.
Palpatine has returned.
Somehow, Palpatine has returned. Always in the shadows.
Ancient Sith magic.
Oh, shit. He threw his mind, people, across the universe. Galaxy, excuse me.
Hey. They 800, fly now? 800 what? Followers on Instagram.
Oh.
Totally hit the mic.
Hey. 900.
Dude, we're going to
have views
in
total.
What? 900?
Indeed.
Damn, that is something to fucking that is to drink to. Suntory whiskey, like 40th week in a row.
I like how we say we like Irish whiskey, but we're drinking Japanese.
Oh, Japanese is so much better. We need to get some Japanese SNRs. Ooh, that's delicious.
Maybe we'll drag them in with our Suntory whiskey review. Hopefully they'll come to us.
True that.
We checked the last episode. It says like 100% listen from Japan.
But 900 views.
I feel like, you know, so far it's been a good
17
season.
Episodes?
17 episodes. Well, this is 17th now, obviously. But overall, I think we're doing good. I think I'm liking it. I'm hoping everybody's enjoying it. Obviously, people are, because or else people wouldn't be fucking listening. So,
oops.
We hope that you enjoy it. We hope you like our little update of our analytics.
Yeah. But, I mean,
it was a spur of a moment kind of thing. We were like, oh, should we talk about analytics? We were like, fuck yeah, why not?
Well, to be honest, we usually have a game plan. I mean, the only game plan we had for this week was to rant about
Star Wars.
Yeah, so we're just here now, and I got a handful of shit to shoot, so.
Oh, sorry. Please.
How you doing?
Shoot the shit. I'm doing good. There's really not too much that's been on with me, to be honest. Life. Yeah, been chilling, living life.
Playing
Battlefront. I became a CEO. So GTA was a whole thing, because this is a funny story about that too. We were like, yeah, we're playing GTA. You know, green aliens. Let's hop on and fight some green aliens. Like, yeah, gotcha. I remember in the back of my subconscious there was something about GTA on Xbox. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I go on and play. It says you don't own this. I'm like, excuse me. I click it in. You don't own this. I'm like, what the fuck do you mean? Then it hits me. I'm like, Frank has my physical copy, and I forgot they took it off of Game Pass. So now we're kind of fucked, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to buy it. I'm like, why not? I play GTA enough, right? We're playing it a lot. We're getting really into it. Let's just fucking buy it.
We're totally not going to abandon this game
exactly.
For a Star Wars game.
We're getting real into this.
Not Battlefront 2.
$30. Perfect. $30 later, I got GTA. I got the criminal enterprise shit, whatever.
That's
I'm a CEO.
Great deal, I can't lie.
Yeah, they actually give me shit
done. Cars.
Well, the thing is, too, the original game is just $30. So it's like, why wouldn't I just buy this other version that has extra shit? Like, I don't understand why you wouldn't just... Like, what?
Yeah, you got a cool warehouse. Like, I'd be done to play GTA again. I mean,
yeah, I would.
Once we're tired of Battlefront, we'll hop back on.
But that's the thing, is that we're like, literally right after I bought that, we're like, should we just play Battlefront right now? And then we get on Battlefront, we're like, yeah, we're never going to play GTA again. I'm like...
No, we like randomly played it one night, and we're like...
That was literally the same exact night.
Yeah, no,
the same exact night that I bought it.
We're like, this game was like, I was like, this is highly enjoyable.
Yeah, we're like, why do we like this so much game, right now?
Because before it was always like the really good nerds were playing, and like I never played, so I just got raved to. I'm like, this is really fun.
I know.
And I started playing as Luke, and I'm like, Luke is really good.
I know. I started literally. I randomly just decided to play as Anakin, and I was like, you know, I'll change from Obi-Wan, or like I can't remember who else was my main, or I thought was my main. I started playing Anakin, and I was like, wow, this is a lot better. Like, I think he's really cool.
Yeah. We're actually thinking we're going to start either streaming or just making YouTube videos of us playing some Battlefront with just some, like, it's basically just me, us playing, and you're going to hear us, because if you literally heard Mike's mic, it's literally me fucking screaming at the top of my lungs.
Seriously? Like, you're like, oh, bro!
Or I get, like, are you fucking kidding? Like, screaming so loud.
Just get, the thing with me when I get angry or if I'm getting really into a game, I get so silent. Or sometimes I'll just be silent. I'm like, dude, what the fuck is going on?
That I feel like happens. I get really serious. Doesn't even get, like, it doesn't even phase him.
And that, sometimes it does. Sometimes I'm like, what the fuck? Well, like, you, like, scream, and I'm just sitting there like, motherfucker, like, mumbling under my breath.
I get so angry, and it makes me even more frustrated when my right trigger doesn't, like, work correctly.
I know. See, I don't know if that's the game or something, because it's happening to me, too.
I don't think it's the game. I think it's just because they're landing the hits first, so you're not able to get your hit off, but that kind of makes sense.
Well, that's the thing, is that they hit me, but, like, my lightsaber literally swings, and I see a hit marker, but it looks like their health doesn't go down, and all of a sudden I just fucking die. I'm like, what happened? Yeah. What happened here?
Ugh. But anyways,
But how's it going for you, sir?
I mean, it's pretty much the same. The only new thing is...
Oh, CPR?
Oh, my God, yeah. That's fucking awful.
Sorry, what were you going
to
say?
Personal trainer thing, like, I was supposed to go take a test somewhere and go get a CPR certification at the end of May and be all done with that and be set to go for my career. And this COVID thing happened.
Excuse me? This is your career, sir. Quit that right now.
Screw that. But... COVID happened, and now I have to take the test in my house, which I love. I was like, sweet, I'm gonna fucking cheat. No, I didn't want to cheat. I gotta keep my dignity, you know?
True. The honor. The Bushido code.
Like, I wouldn't be studying right now if I was just gonna cheat.
Right.
But I guess I have to have, like, a proctor with me, some guy's gonna be watching me, which isn't really that big of a deal. You just fucking take the test.
Do they, like, come to your house or some shit?
No, they, like, watch me through the webcam, which is even creepier.
That's even creepier. He's just like, hey. You just hear it. Oh God!
See, like, baby oil on his hand. He's like,
you look. Yeah, you look up. You look up. He's like, don't worry about me.
5 more minutes. Review your answers.
I've got you for 5 more minutes.
But I mean, that was fine. I'm like, whatever. And then I have to take a CPR online thing. I'm like, oh, thank God, I don't have to go in somewhere. Come to find out, I have to purchase a $100 course.
Great.
I was going to get it free because my dad's a police officer and he can get it for free for, like, the paramedics or whatever.
Yeah, like the doll or whatever.
So I have to pay for $100 and I have to get the doll shipped to my house.
Dude, the adults are expensive, so you're lucky that you're fucking getting it.
I'm
going to
cut the face off and...
Yeah, I was going to say, just like the office.
Yeah.
First I was afraid, I was petrified.
I need to rewatch The Office.
I know. Office is great. It's off. I think they're taking it off of Netflix soon, so...
You own it, though. It's okay.
Yeah, we own it, yeah.
And then I have to, like, learn everything, and then I have to, same thing, pull up my webcam and have some weirdo watch me and assess me do it. And
then the scene is safe. Compressions! Deep in form!
But
hello, can you hear me? Don't you have to do that first or something? Like, smack them or something?
I haven't even started, dude. I'm starting Monday. I'm going to have to set it all up.
Don't you have to ask for permission? Like, if they're, like, somewhat... conscious, I think it'd be like.
Dude, I don't just stop.
I'm pretty sure you have to be like.
I'm a comic book seller now.
Oh yeah,
I have a bunch of fucking old comic books that, like, I don't want to keep that aren't part of my.
You're gonna plug your eBay account? Maybe people want to buy from you.
If you guys want to go on eBay, I am currently. If you're interested, I mean, I could literally just message the Instagram Half Past Sheet Podcast. I'm selling Death of Wolverine 1, 2, and 4, or those are the ones still for sale.
That's awful. 1, 2, and 4?
Third was sold.
Oh, that makes sense. I was going to say, I thought you were just selling the collection of 1, 2, and 4.
No, they're being sold separately, so, because, you know, I got to make my money. But I did, I'm selling
Batman. Andrew's not giving us any more than Cheeto money right now.
Dude, the day's coming for the Cheetos. But I'm selling Batman Convergence 1 and 2. I'm selling then a bunch of the Batman Rebirth beginning issues, and I have a ton of them that are unopened, so it's just fucking... I'm selling probably for like $1 each on those. I just sold a bunch of fucking New 52 Justice League comics for like $2 each.
Nice.
I'm shipping it out Monday to the motherfucker.
What if he's a listener? Why did you just call him that, bro? He's gonna be hurt.
It's not an insult. He's a lovely man. I sent him a message.
I know.
I sent him a message shipping it out Monday. He said okay.
Oh, did you? He was like, oh, nice.
Well, because I was gonna do it today. My mom took the car.
How did you get paid? So how do they do that?
I don't know. I just popped in my PayPal account.
Oh, because you had PayPal though.
Because I made he paid for shipping too. So.
Okay, but you made PayPal though, right? Like you had a PayPal.
Yeah,
you
I
had
to make PayPal. A PayPal
account. Okay, mm-hmm. I was gonna say like how because I've never sold.
Yeah,
or
and then when I pay for the shipping, anything. It takes the money out of my PayPal, so it's just like he gives me the money for the shipping, so I only got the money for the comics. Mm. But that was cool. And what I found on eBay is graphic novels are so cheap on eBay.
I know. I've been looking at Midtown Comics just to kind of buy one just because. Like, I was looking at some...
I'm telling you, if
to be honest, I'm looking at Iron Fist ones. Don't hate me. But they look, Iron it sounds Fist really cool. interesting.
I've
so
told you
Iron Fist I just looked cool. up, like, best Iron Fist, and people were like, this is actually one of the... Supposedly one of the, like, main graphic novels you should read if you're planning on reading any Marvel graphic novel. I'm like, oh, okay, interesting. So I was going to buy it, but I looked at Midtown Comics. It was, like, $40. I was like, maybe
probably
find not.
It for half on eBay. The way I love the New 52, right? Well, they have a ton of paperback graphic novels. They're volumes. If the story went from start to finish in the New 52, they have like 7 volumes, I think. They usually go for like $10 to $16 on Amazon or buy them new. So on eBay, I've been able to find some very cheap. But I was winning one for a Batgirl Death of the Family graphic novel. I was gonna maybe get. I think it was like. $5 shipping, and I was gonna buy it for like $2, so it's $7. I'm like, that's a good deal.
Right, I was gonna say that's pretty good deal.
Then that motherfucker outbid me to like $4. I'm like, I don't give a
that's
fuck.
That's the thing.
I don't
about
give
eBay.
A fuck I don't give a fuck anymore because now it's I could just buy it new for that price. Right. You're dumb. You're literally fucking dumb for buying that.
And that's the thing that bothers me with eBay is that a lot of times like you'll be like doing a normal
you
biz that makes sense.
No, you have to be smart about it.
No, understand. No, don't be wrong.
I can find steals. Like there's a guy selling. I have Nightwing Volume 2 already, but Nightwing Volume 1 and 2 being sold for 99 cents for both of them with like $2-something shipping.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm basically paying $3 for the first volume, which I would do anyways, and I'm getting the second one, and then I'm going to resell the second one for maybe like $5.
Right, so which means you're already going to make your money back
for
what you want.
So I'm basically getting it for free then.
Right.
Which that's a steal. I also bought... I've gotten 2 graphic novels already. I've gotten too
See,
much.
But in
Do
your
I've
case,
ordered
it's
so
different.
Much.
Because for me, for what I've been looking at like technology.
Yeah,
and technology
shit.
Is way different.
Yeah.
Especially because to be honest,
I'm
before I bought my MacBook, I was going to buy a used MacBook.
Yeah.
And boy, oh boy, I was like, oh, $600 for a used, pretty somewhat newer MacBook. I'm like, not bad, not bad, because it's like it was perfect condition. That fucking bid went all the way up to like. $1,700 or some shit. Yeah. I'm like, bro, you can buy a brand new fucking MacBook Pro for like $300 more. That's better.
Yeah,
why don't you just do
I
that?
I totally get what you're saying.
It's just like, be smarter fucking buy it for cheaper then.
This one guy you could have bought on Amazon brand new for cheaper, and you can return it for free if you don't like it.
That's what I'm saying. It's just
you can read it and then return it if you want.
And I feel like some people just do it on purpose. I feel like just go in and just overbid. Because that's the thing with eBay too. Some people just overbid and then just don't pay the bid. And it's like, fuck you. And it's like, they just ruined it for no apparent reason.
Yeah, it's just stupid.
Some people just want to watch the world burn.
Oh my god! But I've actually bought a lot lately.
Yeah.
So I bought 2 from this guy. Mm-hmm. I spent $9 on Batman Black Mirror, which is written by Scott Snyder. I fucking love that one.
Mm-hmm.
I bought it for $9 and paid $3 shipping, alongside with another one from the same seller. You can actually see it from there. It's a Joker one. It's called Joker.
That looks really cool.
I actually don't remember the writer because I always knew of the book, but I never read it because I don't know. It didn't look too appealing. But they redid the cover and it looks really cool. And I'm actually currently reading it. It's really cool so far. It's like the Joker is like quote unquote sane and gets out of the Arkham Asylum, but he's like still the Joker. But he kind of fooled him and he's like a crime boss.
You said sane, right? Because I thought you said quote unquote insane. I'm like,
sane.
But wouldn't he want to stay there then?
Yeah. It's a cool book. I got that for $6, so that was a fucking good value for both of those. I just won a bid for like a shit ton of graphic novels for $20.
Yeah, didn't you say like 30 or some shit?
No,
like
it's not. That? I didn't get 30. I got Batman. Oh, I thought it was 30, Batman like Last Son or something. I mean Superman Last Son. Excuse me.
Say Batman Last Son. Yeah, oh.
Superman. I'm probably just gonna throw it. I'll probably resell it. Honestly, I don't want it. I'm getting Batman Year One, which is one I would love to have. Batman, one of the best stories. Batman Long Halloween, one of the best stories. I'm getting that. Batman Earth One, it's a newer story, really good one. It's about Earth One because the Batman we know is Earth Prime, so it's like a different Earth Batman. It's a really cool one. New 52 Batman and Superman. That's like I wouldn't buy that myself, but getting it, cool.
If you're just getting it as part of a deal, I can go like, wow.
Yeah, for sure. And then I know there's another really cool one that I'm getting.
I think you told me about another one as well before. What is it? I don't remember. I'm saying I remember you telling me about a different one.
I know I'm getting some more.
Are you getting some like Batgirl one or Batwoman one? I think you told me about
that
one before.
No, I think that's the one that they outbid for like a
original price. Yeah, you're right.
And then I'm getting these two random Nightwing ones, and I know there's one more, but I can't remember it. I'll probably post on the story. I've been posting them on my the Instagram story.
Right.
These random Nightwing books. I'm like, what are these? I looked up on Google best Nightwing stories, and the one that I'm getting is one of the top Nightwing stories. I'm like, oh, this is cool. Like the guy that wrote the Nightwing, I'll talk about it later, is like one of the top writers to ever write Nightwing.
Oh shit!
But actually, one of the books I can tell looks in terrible shape. The one of the Nightwings, I could see tape on it, which I don't care if that one's in terrible shape. All the other ones are good, and I'm praying they all look good.
We're gonna get them. They're all gonna be like fucking ripped to shreds.
I'm gonna have to cut.
Like this picture was taken 3 days before, when my dog came in.
But I mean, the last thing I fucking bought was just with the money I made selling those comics. Mm-hmm. I bought new comics to almost complete my childhood collection of the new 52, and I just completed the different ones. So yeah, I spent a lot of money. I fixed my credit card, though, so I use my credit card. I just keep swiping and nothing happens. Yeah, dude.
My money
no
stays
charges.
In my bank account.
It's sweet, homie. It's wonderful. Like something called like a score of credit or something's going down. Who needs that?
Yeah, right. Who needs that one? You can just keep using it.
Dude, I know. Fuck, man. But
what the hell does maxed mean?
I don't know. I honestly don't even know what that means.
Oh, God.
But yeah.
Besides that, I think that would wrap up our episode. Sound about right?
Really? How fucking long is this been?
This is 33 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Went by fast.
This did go by fast. We just kind of shot the shit. And
we did. We were shooting shit. There's one thing I want to mention before we completely end it. I'm actually going to mention coronavirus for a second here.
Okay.
We all might be getting a second stimulus check. But, like, everybody is supposed to get it, which would be really, really cool. I just wanted to throw that out there. In case everybody didn't know, because I just fucking found out today. And it's supposed to, like, in the process of being, like, put through as a bill. We're supposed to, like, everybody, like, even if you're dependent or not, you're supposed to just get, like, $1,200 or some shit, which is beautiful.
Just spend it all on eBay.
Yes.
Dude, if I get that stimulus check, I'm going to buy Maul's lightsaber from...
Are you? Dude, you know how expensive that's going to be, though? Because nobody's going to Galaxy's Edge. Oh, okay.
Buy Maul's.
It's like, because nobody's going to Galaxy's Edge, and they're going to be fucking charging a lot. Probably the same, because I need to get fucking a lightsaber, actually, the lightsaber piece to Kylo Ren's lightsaber. And that's if I look on there now, before it was like $80 is why I kind of held off. It's probably gonna be even more. It's probably gonna be like fucking 150. I don't know if it actually will be, but that's my guess. But besides that, it's your boys, Mike and Frank. We didn't do that in the beginning. Half-Fetch Eve, if you guys didn't already
Johnson
know.
Ryan Johnson has clouded our judgment.
True. Fuck, dude. But Frank, take it away. You always do the honors of telling
Thank you
them.
For listening.
No. Follow us, bro. You gotta do your whole follow thing.
What? Oh, yes. Excuse me.
It's all right. We're both fucking tired.
Loving the Suntory.
Oh, yes.
Taking
you to different kinds of places.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys. I know we didn't go as topic-y as we usually will. I think that'll be more on the docket for next week. We're going to probably bounce between more topics. I'll research some things for us to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
But we had a big rant to go over, and then we just kind of talked about our weeks and daily shit.
Yeah.
And I just ranted about eBay for a while.
Sorry. I mean, eBay is a great place. So.
It's great and a horrible place. It's kind of like both. Luke's Island. It has, like, beautiful and then terrible.
And then fucking green alien titty milk.
Mm,
yummy.
Dude, remember when I made blue milk for
that was gross. No, I'm just kidding. It was actually pretty good. It was milk. It was just milk.
It's just kind
of
gross.
It's just milk though. Gross because you're thinking this was white and now I'm drinking a lot of blue dye.
It looked really cool, though.
It did look really cool.
Anyways, make sure to follow us on Instagram for all of our updates and our memes. The Instagram has not been as active lately, but it's going to be popping this next week.
Oh, shit.
Make sure to pop on it.
I'm going to be uploading to YouTube on time. So
we're just two fucking idiots running a podcast, so just stick with us.
Listen, I've been fucking working every day, basically. I'm sorry.
What do you think? Should we just randomly shoot out a top five right now? Top five animated battles?
Animated battles of what?
Star Wars.
Done. Go. You first, because I don't know.
You heard it here first. The vote, you're going to vote on the Instagram.
I thought you were saying we were about to, like, shoot the shit right now. No. I was like, that's fucking on the spot, bro. I didn't know we were that improv
No. We got to fucking wrap this episode up. On the Instagram, we're going to be doing a top five this week, and I'm hoping we can do Culture Corner.
I know. We keep saying,
I really want to watch Dragon Ball. I love it a lot.
Well, I have a few days off this week, so we should
binge it one night.
Dude, Battlefront 2, Dragon Ball Z. You say binge it in one night. You know how fucking long that show is?
No, I mean, like, just binge a decent amount of
episodes. Oh, okay, I was saying, because you have, like, 190 episodes to go.
Yeah, right. And make sure to go on the Instagram. We got top five animated battles.
Star Wars.
Yeah. So Rebels and Clone Wars, and I mean not Resistance. Aren't
obviously we're putting in Resistance.
All the best.
They have all of the best lights.
Yeah, make sure to fucking follow us on Instagram. Check out our what's next? We're on fucking Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify.
Anchor.
YouTube. Everything.
Please subscribe to YouTube.
Subscribe to YouTube. Like us. Ring the bell. Comment. Let us know what's wrong. What's great. What you love. What you hate.
Our YouTube viewership has fallen, and I mean it's probably because I've been also uploading it halfway into the week, and I apologize, but please come back.
Yeah. For sure. I think that's it.
No, I think that's good. I think we're good.
So, in the wise words of the great Emperor Sheev Palpatine,
except for in Battlefront 2, fuck him in that game.
Oh my god, he is awful. He just
he just melts you.
Yeah,
he just keeps fucking flying away and melting you.
Oh my god, I just want to shoot him in the head.
Do it.
See you guys next week. Thanks for watching, listening. Excuse me, boys.
On YouTube, they technically watching.